Yeah, listen, Emma, we're fully aware when this severe flooding happened there last weekend, that the severity of it, the road was torn up and the pipes was torn up, the water mains was up, people were trapped in their homes, local residents there, and this is the main artery into Letterkenny from Fantown and Glenfinn and Ardra and all them places. Listen, at the time, when the flooding happened before that in February, I was given a commitment that the pipes were in, as everyone was fully aware. The commitment wasn't followed through on. Then this happened again, and when it happened again, I asked that they put a permanent solution in now, right away, and I was given a kind of commitment that they would put the pipes in this time. So I had a motion forward at yesterday's meeting asking that this be addressed as a matter of urgency, only to find out that the cost of this was costing €120,000, and to be told that currently no funding could be sourced. You know, this doesn't sit well with me, Emma, to be quite honest with you. I find it very hard to believe that Donegal County Council as a body can't raise €120,000, or take it out of some pot for emergency work such as this. I mean, this is severe flooding that has happened, as I say, on a main artery, beside a school, residents being trapped in their homes. It's simply not good enough. If we had emergency service running to get down through this road, you know, they're not going to get through it. And I'm not willing to sit back and be told that this fund can't be sourced, because I'm just not going to sit back. I've asked now that we have a meeting with the senior roads management to source this fund as a matter of urgency, and I'm waiting now on a call back to have this meeting, hopefully at the beginning of next week, and get this resolved once and for all.
We're coming in now to the winter months as well, and there's bound to be concerns for the residents again that have seen the severity of the flooding that has previously happened, so they're bound to be worried now about the months ahead.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's worried about this. I mean, it's not fair on them residents to have to go through this down there. I mean, they're all paying their taxes like everybody else, and you know, they should be left with the same facilities that they can come out of their homes in the morning and go to their work without having to face major issues like this. And I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit back on this. I'm going to keep the foot down and source the funding. Wherever it comes out, I'm sure there's bound to be a pot here for emergency funding, and such as something as severe as the flooding that we witnessed here last weekend.